Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, the show about the show within the show. You can always listen to this on all these different platforms and channels. You can check us out in its own iTunes feed or the DA Show iTunes feed. You can find it on radio.com. The radio.com feed for the DA Show or its own Permission Granted feed. And go to the website, cbssportsradio.com. You know, I have to say that it was nice to hear you admit that you have a soft spot for one huge freeze after going back and watching his retirement ceremony. What got you to watch the raising of the banner?
First of all, I can't believe we just went over about 10 things you could talk about. There's not one, and this is what you blindside me with at the start. Honestly, I just got caught in a YouTube deep dive because I was looking for something that we put up that I did last week. I already forgot what I was looking for, but I got in a rabbit hole, and then I said, you know what? I kind of missed. I remember him singing My Way. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to go back to some of the lyrics he had, and I got caught up in the metropolis that was that event and that day. And I think I sat back and I realized this was really fun, really cool. And then, oh, yeah, wait a minute. This was basically the most ridiculous thing we ever did. So it was just a rabbit hole of, I got to hear this.
So I never used to text socially with Robbie Rosenhaus.
Oh, no. You're on that problem.
But now I'm texting with him. Now, I went to London and saw those soccer games, and he's a huge Arsenal fan. He actually knows English Premier League. And this is where I think Huge doesn't get enough credit. He's really well-rounded sports-wise. He knows a lot of football, unfortunately not enough college football.
Sure.
But he knows a lot of NFL, knows college football, knows hockey very well.
Sure.
And knows soccer. Knows English Premier League soccer.
Sure.
So, you know, I just think that he deserves some credit there. So he texts me every so often. Tottenham just got knocked out of this cup that they were playing, so he sent me this video. When I was in London, he was texting me about what the games were like, and he was giving me a little bit of context on the history of these teams. So, you know, I realized that without him in my life on the show, now he's become part of my life via text.
And how do you like that?
I like it.
See,
I like it. I just think he's a good dude. He's a charming dude. He's got a great personality.
He's
really well-rounded.
Have all of that.
I like being around smart people, which is hard to believe that you've been the producer of this show for so long. Because when I find when I find smart people, I like to keep them in my orbit, and he's smart. He might have
define smart. I don't know that he would get grade higher than me on an IQ test today.
Oh,
I think the word you're looking for is he's savvy.
I think he wouldn't make any of the same educational faux pas you do.
I think he'd be more scared to make the mistakes, but he might had he had some stones to do so. I mean, how could a guy concentrate so much in chorus be that good at anything else in school? I think you're going off. But I'm just saying, be careful with the text there, Robbie. I do it, and I do.
He went to a very good institution, University of Minnesota.
Did he, though?
Yeah.
Is University of Minnesota, it's not Duke. I mean, like, can we pump the brakes? It's not Yale.
That's a good academic institution.
How do you know that? You don't know
Big
that.
Big Ten schools are very good. Big Ten schools are very good.
Northwestern's very good.
Very good academic schools.
Are you sure about that?
I'm very sure.
Ohio State, they're good academic schools.
The football team isn't.
Right.
But
okay.
Kids that get in there.
Look, I'm not saying he's not smart. Well, I am saying he's not smart, but
Michigan, very good school. Purdue, very good school. Wisconsin can be a very good school depending on your major. I mean, I'm telling you.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is pump the brakes with him, because I'm telling you right now, there will be those days where if you give him a little nibble back, it's almost like he puts out the fishing line and you swim up and you grab onto that line. Next thing you know, I mean, you're being filleted on the surface and the texts don't stop. And it's like 2 hours have gone by. You're still texting me? What are we texting about now?
He's teaching me stuff, so I like it.
What is he teaching you? Soccer?
Yeah. He's teaching me
good soccer.
Teach me good soccer stuff.
All I know is this. I'll just leave this before we can move on to the topics because you got me agitated. There have been four consecutive years in a row he tells me his quote-unquote sources are reporting something close to the Rangers or something that's going to happen trade-wise that don't happen.
All right, so maybe they didn't have great sources.
No, I think he might make some stuff up.
Well,
I think
maybe
it's what happens
that's
to try to
well.
Fit in.
I bring this up because we have now Super Dave on the picks.
Sure.
I think Super Dave has been entertaining. He's been very funny in his own Super Dave way. It's very dry.
Correct.
He's not looking for a laugh. He's a caricature.
Exactly.
Now, have you found out what he did this past week in the picks?
No.
Okay.
No. So I wasn't prepared for this question right now.
We haven't decided what you guys have on the line.
Yeah, well, we put it somewhere that I agreed on, and then he was hesitant, this dressing like Cam Newton and Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's dressing like Cam Newton or Mrs. Doubtfire, or Cam Newton as Mrs. Doubtfire?
I thought it was Cam Newton as Mrs. Doubtfire.
So your costume needs to be Cam Newton dressing like Mrs. Doubtfire in a babushka, and you got to go to a game.
Now, look, here's all I'll say. And you got to go to a game like that. I think Super Dave is hysterical. I've hung with him a few times. I find him fascinating, even more so than great.
Very fascinating guy. Very smart.
Right, very smart. And a good dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you talk about Rob being a good dude. Dave Freeman's a good dude,
yes.
Super Dave. He really is. But dressing in a babushka, me going to a game, I was all about it. And maybe I don't take myself as seriously as I should. He didn't lock it in on the air.
No, he didn't.
And I do have to say, we crushed Robbie for sinking that 1 year's wienership. We've crushed him for being late to things. Shouldn't Super Dave be subject to the same things? This is the DA show, Super Dave. You knew when you were signing up, there was going to be a caveat. Now, all of a sudden, you want to be like, what do you think is going to happen? We're not betting $10. That does no good for the show.
Well,
so if he turns his back on this and doesn't counter it with something really worthy, I think he should be subject to the same ridicule we would subject anybody else, including Hugh Freeze.
I would agree. And this is why I want you to do the math on the picks. You are 7-2?
No, I'm 6-3. I was supposed to be 2-1, and the Ravens had a late cover on me, screwed me.
Oh, so you went 1-2.
No, I went 2-1. I was going to go 3-0. I've been 2-1 every single week. I'm 6-3.
Gotcha.
He was 5-4 entering this past week.
Correct.
So I have to look back up at his three games.
So we have to see if he's... You got to do the math on this, and then you have to ask him, are you in on babushka, the babushka bet?
Right. I actually have to text him to confirm a time for tomorrow.
Ask him if he's in on betbushka.
Betbushka, because then we can start labeling it. It's the betbushka.
Yes.
All right. The battle of the babushka.
So you got to get that streamlined. Got to get that ironed out. Now, I don't know why you have to fight with listeners. That feels like a bad job by you. You're fighting with Moose.
Hold on here.
Not Mark Malusis. The listener Moose goes out of his way to make an Instagram account about your football food of the week, and you excoriate him on air.
Time out here. Moose, as I'm going to teach him a thing or two on side B here, has made an Instagram account that is my product. That is my namesake.
Yeah.
With it. Up the Gut is my child, okay? That is what I have put out there
it's
5 years
birthed.
Ago. What I've birthed. And I bring this up to Moose. He has taken the time to create an Instagram account. And I think that comes from love and good intentions and all of that. However, if the name Up the Gut is going to be on your Instagram account, you can't be crushing Up the Gut with grades. You can't be. I think you want to put a little synopsis of what you thought about it, but to put a letter grade on it, I found insulting, especially since I'm giving you the goods right now and you're not giving me A's.
So you think if it has an affiliation with Up the Gut,
sure,
it needs to be honoring Up the Gut, not be an honest assessment.
Well, hold on. You could be an honest assessment without, if you don't feel it's an A, don't put a grade up.
Okay, so you just want the good pub, not the bad pub.
Sure. Sure. If it's my name on it, how about he DMs
but
me?
He's not like your lackey. He's not affiliated with the show.
Right, but he's putting the name of something show brand on it.
Okay, so he should just
If it was just his personal Instagram account,
yes.
And he told all the DA show listeners, hey guys, I'm going to make Mraz's football fool. Come follow me on my Instagram account here, like at Moose the Man or whatever. Let's just say that's his Instagram account. I can't comment on it. I only have to answer to those critics, and maybe I'll ignore them, ignore the hate. But when something has Up the Gut, like when you're online, you're searching Up the Gut, you're going to see my column. But now an Instagram account is going to pop up, and it's going to be giving me grades on stuff that I'm not, you know, I'm not doing. And he's also improvising on his own. I'm going to bring this up to him. You want to grade me on something, then make it how I said had to be made. Don't throw your own little angles on it.
Well, let me ask. Is he part of this Uber DA show text thread? Is he part of the DA Illuminati?
That's a good question. I don't know if he is. I did not ask him that.
You really got to ask these questions. I said this
Well, this was not about the DA Illuminati today.
Well, I want to know, is he part of the 8-person text thread? And in other words, is he cooking these meals and texting everybody on Sundays, hey, man, this actually sucks? Because then...
Now you make me feel like I missed a golden opportunity.
Because then it takes on a different life. Is he telling the other D-aliens that, hey, don't even bother making this. I just made it. It stinks.
I hope he isn't. Because then he's definitely not being honest. Because he's... Don't even put that in my head right now. What if he is? And then what?
I don't know.
My whole name is tarnished and tarred and feathered. Look, you're going to hear coming up here on Side B, I have proposed something to Moose. And I'm just going to show him how hard it is. And I will be man enough to admit I'm wrong. I want to reveal this on Side B, but there's we're going to come to an agreement at the end of this for something that I think will benefit everybody involved in the show.
Right. I went to the Mets game.
Wait, do you think they're talking about it in the group chat? That my food sucks?
I really want to know what's going on with this group chat. I want details of this. I want to know who's on it. Are they talking about show stuff, or are they talking about their own life, like their friends through the show?
I have heard through the grapevine that a lot of it is meaningless sports banter on Saturday, Sunday, but then they text a lot during the show.
About what we're talking about.
Yes, exactly. Did you hear that? Did you do that? Like that kind of thing. So, but here's the, if we're not in a group chat, are we allowed to see what's in a group chat?
No, not necessarily, but I'd like to know how it works, how the group chat works, and who's in it.
I can tell you this. I know of somebody who DM'd me on Twitter in the group chat that screenshotted something I said and said it to the rest of the group. And I knew they were going to do it, and I gave them fake news.
Oh, I see. So they reached out to you for a direct quote. You knew they were going to screenshot it and send it into the thread.
I knew. He didn't say, but I knew.
And so you
I threw him some false information.
A false story.
Just to get more people coming at me asking questions. Hey, did I hear this? And I knew where it came from via a screenshot.
Because that probably comes down to when I said there was big news coming on the show and I couldn't say the details.
Sure. And we're going to announce it, but...
When are we going to announce this?
I talked to somebody else involved because I'm kind of waiting on another party involved before news can be announced. And I got I don't know soon. So it's kind of, it's not fair, put it this way.
That's fair. I mean, if I didn't tease it, nobody would know.
Yeah, no, but now there's pressure on me. There's pressure on me to deliver food. There's pressure on us to deliver news. And now I got people hounding me for quotes. And I'm giving them false quotes because I know they're getting screenshotted.
So finally, I went to the Mets game the other night with Shep.
What are you? You didn't invite me to a game all year. You went with Shep?
That's true. I kind of thought, well, you want to go Friday?
I can't go this Friday. I can't.
I always feel like you get out of here late.
But thanks for the pity party. Get out of here 3:00.
No, I know. And then I always feel like you don't want to come back into the city for the Mets game.
Anytime I go right to happy hour.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fair.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks for the whole summer. Appreciate it.
Well, I was talking to Shep at the newsroom the other day, and it was the same day, and I had a free ticket. And I said, you want to come? He goes, yeah, I'll go. So we're at this Mets game, and I have to tell you, he paid you a really good compliment.
Shep did?
Yeah.
Really? I never know where I stand with Shep.
Yeah. I don't know how it came up, but I said, how do you think he's going to do as a dad? Or he asked me that. And he goes, I think he's going to be a great dad.
Really?
I said, really? Because I think a lot of people would doubt your father instincts.
I'm doubting them.
Because, yeah, it feels like you're an oversized kid anyway.
Sure.
So now having another.
I know my wife's doubting them as well.
He says, no, Mariah's going to be a great dad.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Great dad.
That's good.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, what makes you say that? And he just was like, he's a great guy. He goes, people don't know. Mariah is a really great guy. He's a good person. He's going to be a good dad. I was like, whoa, Shep.
See, that makes me feel good. Give me Shep running my Up the Gut Instagram account. That's what I need. I love Shep.
So out of everybody in this newsroom who I think would, to a man, doubt your fatherly ability, he actually is pounding the pavement for you.
So do you think a guy like Shep maybe looks at me as a leader leading back to a couple weeks ago?
That's a really good question. I would hope not. But
you mean you didn't ask Shep a question that needed to be asked? Now we're even, based on what happened to Sunbeam.
Did that need to be asked?
I think so.
For you. For your ego.
Exactly. Got to fill it up. Fill up the stat sheet.
I would think, though, that this would be 90% negative in this newsroom on how you'll do as a dad.
Yeah, that's different. That's not leading a newsroom. That's leading fatherhood. And by the way, I'd be part of that 90%. So how can I say any different?
So I was going to invite you to the Mets game on Friday.
Yeah. Thanks for the pity invite.
All right, so Moose is coming up on the Instagram controversy.
Yes, the Instagram controversy next on Side B. Moose, why are you giving me bad grades?
Okay, that's next.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. I am the executive producer of the DA Show and host of Side B, the one, the only, Thictator Mraz. And, of course, author, columnist, CBSSportsRadio.com of Up the Gut. And if you've been following the show this week, maybe you heard a little outburst from me. Maybe I got a little hot-headed. Maybe I'm feeling a little pressure in my Up the Gut column, my football foods of the week, because now there's real focus. There's eyes. There is a man by the name of Moose. We won't go into last names. We won't go into first names. We'll call him like the animal. He's not the Moose from CBS Sports Radio. He's just Moose. And he has created an Instagram account at @up_the_gut. Where he's taking my football foods of the week and he's documenting them. He's putting up the products, he's putting up the shelves in the supermarkets, and he's putting up the finished items. And in the end, he's doing reviews, he's doing grades, he's doing explanations, he's doing updates. And I've yet to receive an A yet. And Moose is here to explain himself. Moose, welcome aboard the PGP.
Thank you. Under normal circumstances, I'd say how honored I am to be on and to be talking to you, but after yesterday's rant, I'm not so sure.
Well, let me just first say, before I absolutely ridiculously destroy you, thank you. After a calm night's sleep, I will say thank you, because obviously you're a big enough fan of the show, and we've been doing the Football Foods of the Week for a long time, that you took it upon yourself to give some of the listeners. You were going to make them. You were going to show how they came out. That's something I could have done, and I haven't, because, as we all know, I'm lazy. So I will say thank you, just for starters, yeah. A thank you. But at the flip side, I put out all these foods of the week a week because, maybe it's not the most creative thing, or sometimes they're really creative. Sometimes they're really basic. But I know they're all damn well delicious. And what is it? I've seen pictures of you, Moose. You're in Wisconsin. You're a Dolphin fan in Wisconsin, correct?
I am.
Okay, so you eat cheese. You're a big guy. Yeah. You like your food, too. What the heck do I have to do to get an A around here?
I never said that they weren't delicious. Everything so far has been fantastic. But it's only week three. I'm kind of limiting my expectations. I don't want to just be throwing out A's every week. I know there's more coming. I know there's better stuff coming. Can't give an A to everything.
You can, though. That's the thing. There's not just one great item. That's the thing. I'm going to go through here, and we're going to discuss. So in case you haven't seen the Instagram account, @up_the_gut. Week one, let me just give you a little behind the scenes on my mindset. I'm going to read your review here, and we're going to understand this. Week one to me is still a hot week. Summertime still technically here. It's a good time to barbecue if you happen to be in an area where you can barbecue. I went a little lighter with a little grilled chicken, a little pineapple. It was the sweet and spicy chicken skewers. You wrote, verdict. As strange as it was for me to start off the football season with a pretty healthy option, I do live in the land of beer and cheese after all, so you're trying to be funny, I give you that. I was actually okay with these. Relatively easy prep and turned out better than I even expected. I got a sweet and sour Chinese food vibe, which I love. The sweetness of the pineapple really balances well with the saltiness of the marinated chicken, and the red pepper adds a little extra pop of flavor and texture. You added the red pepper, which honestly I probably could have too. I could have added an onion. It was a great job by you. I did brush them with an extra teriyaki marinade as they were cooking to keep keep the moisture level up, and I think it really helped. Overall grade B-. All right, so you went in there and you wrote all this nice stuff about it. Number one, you added your red pepper yourself, which, again, I admit, nice touch. You went with a different marinade because you couldn't find it. So already, the only thing you took was the chicken and the pineapple. You put your own different sauce on it. You added a red pepper on it. Then have the nerve to give me a B-. How is that fair?
There again, it's week one. I don't know what's coming. I just know what I made so far.
But what's coming shouldn't matter. That's just you're giving me the Bill Belichick line of answers here. That shouldn't matter what's coming. You don't know what's coming. What if my next 14 foods suck and they're all Fs? Now you haven't given me an A when you enjoyed these.
Okay, I've been obviously listening to the show since the beginning. I've heard every football food of the week. And to start out football season with something healthy, I got to say, not worthy of an A.
That's a terrible job, Moose. Did you enjoy?
Something cheesy. Needed something fried.
No, you don't need that to start the year. You need that November and December when it's freezing out. You still want to be able to function and be able to grab your remote quickly in week one. Jeez.
I suppose that's true.
All right, week two. Now, this is really the one that really bothered me. Because I gave you something interesting. I gave you something different. I gave you something that Adriana and Boise didn't even know what the heck a stromboli was, and maybe that's a northern thing. Buffalo chicken stromboli. All right? Your verdict here. Mraz hit a winner with this one. Exclamation point. Should we really be surprised? You're trying to wax me here. Once again, a pretty simple recipe that led to great results. There was just enough spice to let you know it was there. But really, just the true buffalo flavor came through in every bite. Not to pat my own back, but you do. I think adding the cheese really helped. Now, I didn't tell you to add cheese. Again, I was going for a little lighter, a little less congested. You went with the cheese. Okay, you're from Wisconsin. Yep. I get it. It gave it another texture and helped mellow a bit of the heat. Also, brushing the dough with oil before baking made it for a nice crispy outside and a perfectly soft inside, as I told you. And while I'm well aware of the blue cheese versus ranch debate, I've always come down on the ranch side. You're a loser for that. And it served as a perfect compliment to the stromboli. But feel free to fight amongst yourselves. Overall grade, B+! B+! First of all, Moose, you added cheese and you loved the fact that you added cheese. I didn't tell you to put the cheese in. Then you have the nerve, because you should always be dipping buffalo and blue cheese, honey barbecue, and ranch. I mean, any fat person knows that. Any husky person knows that. Honey barbecue textures and moistures go with ranch. The buffalo goes with blue cheese. You add cheese, you go ranch instead of blue cheese. Tell me how much you love it, even though you, again, screwed it up. And the grade's a B+. After exclamation point, I hit a winner. A B+ isn't a winner. An A is a winner. How is that not an A?
I did move you up to the plus, but I've been thinking on this one, and if any of them deserve an A, it's probably that one so far. So, if it'll make you happy, I'd be willing to go in and edit and change that one to an A.
No. You know what? No, I don't want you to edit.
No?
You need to stand behind what you wrote. I'm just telling you you're wrong.
Okay.
Because now you want to tell me I got to see what's coming, got to see what's coming. Yeah, dude, do you realize I got a baby coming in December? I just bought a house. What? As I pointed out on the show... What am I? Are you looking for creativity? Because DA brought up the fact that, well, everything's very simple. Are you looking for creativity? You're just looking for deliciousness.
Both.
But
and I do appreciate the simplicity, because on a Sunday, you don't want to be spending all day in the kitchen. You want to spend 10 hours on the couch.
Right. You want to be watching Sunday morning football on the Watch DA app. Well, right, before we get into that, let me just read number three, because this is obviously what set me off. By the way, your preparation, your setup was all off on this one, but that's neither here nor there. Week three, bacon French onion dip. First of all, I called it French onion dip with bacon. You call it bacon French onion dip, you're already wrong. Verdict. I'll start off by saying definite points for simplicity. I think even the most novice cook could handle this one. LOL. Also, nobody laughed out loud, by the way. Fair warning. A lot of saltiness with this one. I'm sorry, this just went blank on me. I'm trying to find my space. Salty is this. So your favorite beverage is readily available. We went with Spotted Cow, one of my favorite Wisconsin brews. Okay, you're giving a little local pop to your beer. I don't mind that. Your page. I didn't really use any specific measurements as far as the onion powder to sour cream ratio goes. Just kept tasting until I thought it was right. That's fair. I think I ended up using 6 or 7 strips of bacon, chopped fairly small, and they made for a pretty good balance. Now, again, I recommended 3 because you don't want it overly salty. Also,
what you recommended, by the way.
Way over. Also made sure to save a bit of sprinkle on top just for looks. Okay, you know what? I'm going to stop reading now because I screwed you up there. All the great chefs say you eat with your eyes first. As you can see, I decided on pretzel sticks and cheddar ruffles as the dippers. I was surprised that I actually preferred the pretzels over the chips. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, I didn't see that part. I was going to tell you. I didn't tell you to put the bacon on top. The bacon should always be blended. But by putting the bacon on top, you're adding extra saltiness. And that's probably what's going to take away from it. Oh, by the way, overall grade on this one was a B-. This food is tremendous. French onion dip, you can't go wrong with. You add the perfect amount of bacon in there to give you a little crispiness, a little saltiness. But you went overboard. You oversalted it. Then you sitting there, by the way, you have the plainest, stalest looking pretzel rods that you enjoyed with it in the picture. When I told you to go with a nice ruffle, you screwed it all up. And then you're giving me a B minus.
I got the ruffles in there.
Yeah, you got the cheddar ruffles. Again, you're adding extra salt. Just give me a plain ruffle with it. Or one of those flat pretzel chips. The point here, Moose, is I ain't put my name on the up the gut. When I tell you what to make, make it the way I say. You want to twist it and turn it, that's fine, and you could do that. By the way, I love a good improvise. But then to grade me on what it was on your own improvises, I think it's completely unfair.
I think, first of all, you're paying way too much attention to the grades.
No, that is the grade. That people go to this page on Instagram and go, oh, that's right, Mraz does up the gut here. Oh, wow, he put out a B minus. That's a reflection on me as a chunky man, as a cooker. That's a reflection on me. Hello?
I did hear you yesterday call me out on not mixing in the bacon.
Correct.
Excuse me of that, which you ended up not reading. Big surprise there.
No good for the shot.
Mixed it in perfectly. More bacon than you recommended. And who doesn't want more bacon?
Well, that's why, though. But sometimes more bacon is too much.
More on top.
Yeah, but again, I don't care about the look. Like, when I sit down with my buddies, my mom always used to be like, put the chips in a bowl. Now, we eat the chips out of a bag, we dip in. We're just looking to tear in and watch football, multiple TVs, the whole thing. I don't need the presentation. Sometimes presentation is nice. With this, you allowed presentation to hinder taste and then graded me on it when you took that step.
Might have a point.
Don't you think maybe next time you're looking to improvise, maybe you want to send me a direct message on Instagram and say, hey, what do you think if I did this? And then if I don't answer, it's on me.
I suppose.
Okay. Fight back. If you want to fight back at me, if you think I'm wrong, please, by all means. I'm just saying, you took the time to do an up-the-gut Instagram page, which was my up-the-gut thing, and you're giving me crap grades. It's not right.
They're not crap grades. I'm not giving you D's and F's like you're used to.
But here's the bit.
A B is a solid grade.
First of all, that was a low blow. It's a solid grade, but I'm only... like, I only have 17 NFL regular season weeks to give you good foods. So at this rate, you're telling me I'm only going to get, what, 3 A's all year? And I got to be honest with you, I'm not sure I could top the Buffalo Chicken Stromboli from my own taste bud's sake. So if that's already a B+, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. My wife's only going to get more pregnant. I'm only going to have to do more stuff on Sunday mornings before football. My ideas are only going to get dry. I'm being honest with you right now. I thought I came out firing. And by the way, I've been doing this for 7 years, so trying to find something different is going to be crazy. You're making me melt, and I have a feeling up the gut is going to be ruined because of this, because mentally I can't handle it.
No. Like, again, you're worrying too much about the grade. Focus on the food. Focus on the recipes. Don't worry about the grade.
You're not... I am going to worry about the grade. You're not focused on the recipes because you're improvising at every left turn.
Improving. I'd say improving over improvising.
Improving. Improving.
Yes.
You know what, Moose? I'm going to make this pitch to you. This up the gut's already done. Week 5, you're giving me a recipe. You're giving me a recipe. You're gonna go online. You're going to read how I type out up the gut. You're going to type out that recipe. I'm going to plug it in. I'm going to make it in week 5, and I'm going to grade it.
Okay.
How is that for a deal?
That sounds like a deal.
All right, so we'll do week 5 because it's too short a notice. Week 4, I will handle. Week 5, you give me your recipe. I will make it, I will grade it, and I will grade it honestly. Maybe I'll even make it and put it on the show. Maybe I will do that. Maybe I will bring it in for everybody on the show for a Football Friday next week. How does that sound?
A lot of pressure.
It is? Oh, how does that feel? A lot of pressure, huh, to come up with something good? Boy, isn't that interesting? Is that, it's not so fun when the heat's in the kitchen, so to speak, is it?
No.
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
Okay, you could follow Moose's Instagram page at @up_the_gut. Moose, you want to give your Twitter pop too?
Yes, at Moose3782.
All right, Moose. Well, look, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do to please you, but we're going to see how good you could do. If you think you could do better than the B's I'm getting, and I'll be honest, I'll give you an A if it's worth an A. You give it to me for week 5. I will make it for the crew, and we will grade it.
I feel like now out of principle, I can't give you an A the rest of the season.
Tread carefully, young man.
Then it's going to look like I'm just pandering to you to try and make up for it. So,
well, no, because you should be giving me A's anyway. But I'll come up with something. Don't worry.
Might have cursed yourself.
Maybe I'll take a dive and give you liver and onions this week. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah, maybe I'll have your kitchen stink up. All right, well, you can follow me on Twitter, at MerazCBS. Thanks so much to Moose for joining us. It's been a weird one. I'm happy I've been able to vent. Moose's dry answers on the other end really made me hate myself more because he seems like a nice guy. But, hey, that's the story of my life. Have a great week, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.